In recent years, it's been become a sport to mock the president, to ridicule him, and to defame him. This is true regardless of who's in the office. However, this trend is troubling when Christians think that this is the right thing to do, to mock the president. It becomes socially acceptable for Christians, even in church or church functions, to demean the president and to disrespect him, even in public. In one extreme case, in 2009, one pastor prayed this prayer out of Psalm 109.
在2009年，有一个牧师居然用诗篇109篇8到10节来讥笑。
He says, "May his days be few. May another take his office. May his children be fatherless, his wife a widow. May his children wander about and beg, seeking food far from the ruins they inhabit."
他是这样那个祷告十四这样子，他说：愿他一百四篇一百零九篇第八篇，他说：愿他的儿女成为孤儿，他的妻子成为寡妇；愿他的儿女漂流讨饭，从他们荒凉之处出来求食；愿强暴的债主牢笼他一切所有的；愿外人抢他劳碌所得来。
This pastor, this Christian leader, ended up repenting under pressure. But I think you get a point. We as Christians often feel that our government represents us as Christians. Our rulers and leaders do not follow Christian ethics. We get the sense that God, they hate God and they hate us because we are Christians. They, our government, want to take away our rights. They want to take our rights to pray in school, strip all sorts of religious liberties from us. They want to take our money. They want to tax our churches. For them, there is no room for God. Ethically, there's no protection for the unborn children. They want to support the lazy. And also give wealth to the rich bankers and the unions. They don't care for the poor, they only care for themselves, they play politics. This is how we as Christians feel. But the truth is that the world does hate us. Jesus already told us this. He knew this was going to happen. He says if we follow him, the world will hate us because the world already first hated him. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world. Therefore, the world that hated him. So now this world hate, in John in his gospel records Jesus saying this. Do you know what Jesus' response was to the world hating him? What was Jesus' response? He let the world lead him to the cross. He knew the world hates him, and he let the world lead him to the cross. Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. We're talking about being subject to human institutions.
Submit,
yeah. First, we know that we must submit because we are God's people. We are people in exile. This is a little bit ironic. The reason that we submit to the governing authorities is because we belong somewhere else. Early in 1 Peter, we already know that we're precious to God.
Belong to God, 我们属于神的,
and we're a holy nation.
我们是一个,
we're a people of God. So our citizenship is not American or Chinese.
我们这个,我们的公民的, 我们是美国人,或者是属于中国人。
We are God's people. Our citizenship belongs to heaven. However, because our citizenship belongs to heaven, we are also exiles on earth. We must follow and submit to the earthly authorities. Verse 11 calls us sojourners and exiles. We are people, even though we belong to God, must live in this world. Peter is calling us to conduct our lives in such ways that when people see us, they will recognize that we're not American citizens, we're not citizens of this world, but we're citizens of heaven. And to do that, we must be obedient and submissive to our government. Look at verse 12. Hold on a second. Look at chapter 2, verse 13. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to emperors or to governors sent by him, those who do evil, to punish those who do evil and praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put silence and ignorance in foolish people. Verse 14 and 15.
Okay, 在那个《彼得前书》第二章，从13节到第15节，你们有圣经可以打开一起念，慢慢听我。 你们为主的缘故要顺服一切的制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派法杀害法斩恶善的臣宰，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住无足无知人的口。
We are to do good so that people will turn to God.
我们要做好的，所以人才会转。
Go back to verse 12.
在第十二节上讲,
Keep your conduct among Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds.
你们在外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们、作恶的，因看见你们的好行为。Peter
is saying we ought to be doing such good that when people see us in our relationships, that they say that they can't say anything bad about us.
彼得要我们做好的，因为在这个情况之下，那些人毁谤我们的人就不能再讲我们。And
by doing so, they will glorify God and they would know God.
在这种情况之下，他就不会，他只有荣耀我们的神。So
Peter in chapter 2 verses 11 through the first part of chapter 3 gives us three relationships in which we must do good.
那个保罗就彼得在那边就讲到，就说我们在这时候一定要做好的，这样才可以荣耀神。
To government and citizens, which is what we'll talk about today.
What's that?
Oh, the first relationship is to governments and to citizens. The second one is to between masters and slaves. And the last one is about husband and wife. So today we find out that the governments are here to ensure that we do good. You can see this in that we are laws to protect people. If you go up to someone, you hit them in the face, it's laws that protect the person who got hit. If you do something wrong, you would be scared of the police. Because they're here to make sure you do good. We know that God put government here, it is the will of God in verse 15. Could we go to the next slide? I think I might have broken this one. This is God's. This is God's will. This is another way this is stated is in by Paul in Romans chapter 13 verse 1.
在保罗13章第一节上讲的.
In Romans, yeah. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there's no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God.
罗马书十三章第一节，它上面说，在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所定的。So
these governments that we have over us are God's, is how God governs the world.
所以说，事实上是在我们的政府是用这个方法来控制这个，来掌管这个世界。
Some of you may have heard of the mandate of heaven.
或许你们听到这个，有这个一个叫mandate of the heaven, 天国的规定。
Yeah. And then some in England, I guess they call it divine right to rule.
在英国就讲这个。
So in some sense, the Bible is saying that there is a mandate from heaven that God put rulers over us. Now, I think this mandate has been abused by rulers to subject and enslave people. But nevertheless, the idea is that God institutes human governments. And this includes governments, human governments that are not Christian. So we can't just say, okay, I will obey my leaders if they are born again Christians. We must realize that all governments are placed by God, even bad ones. Let's look at some of the background for Peter as he writes this. If you remember when Jesus came, the promises and prophecies were saying Jesus would come as a king. That he would come as a king, and I think Peter and disciples really expected Jesus to come and overthrow the Roman emperors. We had Simon the Zealot who joins the disciples because he wanted to overthrow the Roman Empire. And even when after Jesus rose from the dead, the disciples asked him this question in Acts 1:6.
就是在主耶稣复活以后，在那个《使徒行传》第一章第六节中，
Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
他说：“主啊，你这时候是说啊，他就听到你这里复兴，你这个国就在这时候。”
You can kind of imagine Peter and disciples sitting there saying, "We follow this king."
你可以想想，那是当他们聚集在一起的时候，他们说：“我跟从主耶稣。”
We were supremely disappointed when he died, because what king dies?
他说：“我真的很失望，因为这个王死了。”
Now that he's risen back to life, of course he's going to restore the kingdom to Israel.
他现在从死里复活，当然他要来复兴这以色列国。
Of course, Rome will be overthrown.
当然了，罗马政权就被推翻。
And we will have our own kingdom. We will have a king that rules rightly.
我们就有自己的王，我们的王呢就来管理我们。
But then Jesus' answer to him was probably not what Peter and disciples expected.
那神的回答就是超过他们所想。He
says, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by His own authority."
他说父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道。
In essence, Jesus is saying, "I'm going to leave you here, and I'm not going to overthrow Rome."
事实上，就等于说主耶稣刚才讲说，我会把你们留在这里，但是我不会推翻罗马政权。
You will receive the power of a different kind, the Holy Spirit.
他说你会得到不同的能力。
And then here we see the beginning of the church.
从他们看，你就看到是从现在的，就是当时的教会开始。
But back to governing authorities, Jesus leaves them with the idea that they still need to submit to Rome and to all the governing authorities.
就对那个政府的权力来讲，主耶稣告诉他说，还是要去服从。So
what kind of characters did Peter have to deal with?
对，你看看在这里，那个彼得当时对的政权的那个控制者是什么样的。
Growing up, he must have remembered the Herod and their dynasties.
所以他当时他总会记得刚才这个帝王他们这个王朝。
This is the Herod the Great over here.
西律王。
He's the one that was kind of insane and had all the babies in Bethlehem killed because he was fearful of another king.
记不记得西律王把所有的那个婴孩出生的婴孩都杀掉？
In his family, there was another person that became king who beheaded John the Baptist.
记不记得西律王的另外一个把那个施洗约翰？
Because John the Baptist preached against an incestuous marriage.
记不记得他是施洗约翰是批评那个他们那个姐姐的姐跟他。
That same king stood and condemned Jesus at his trials.
他也是在那边就是 which one?
The same Herod, yeah.
哦，同样的那个西律王也在。
The next one that came had James, the Apostle James killed.
另外一个西王是把那个Apostle雅各杀掉。
Then Peter dealt with governors such as Pilate who had Jesus committed to the cross.
彼得要跟那个比拉多来交易，他是把主耶稣。
By the time Peter is writing this, that's about 30 to 42 years ago.
事实上，彼得在那边写事情，这事情发生了三四十年前。
And now he's probably closer to Rome and dealing with the Roman emperor directly.
他现在可能是在写这个时候，他可能跟那个。
And that would be Nero.
就在那个尼罗王的时候。
This is a very unsavory character.
对，尼罗王也是一个非常。
If you think the dictator of North Korea is getting cues, he might be getting it from this guy.
我们现在听到说那个北韩的那个新的金正。
Yeah. To become emperor, he had his mom poison his stepfather.
He 要得到这个当时的那个帝王的时候，他要他母亲 毒杀他的继父。
Later, his mom had a falling out with him.
后来他母亲跟他弄不好了。
And the mother tried to make Nero's stepbrother the king.
后来他想要让那个尼罗王的
stepbrother. It's a messed up family too.
Stepbrother 就是说他那个不是同那个兄弟杀掉。
So Nero killed the brother.
所以说尼罗王
so that he would
could
contain his power. A few years later, he killed his own mother. This is the political climate of Peter's time. Nero goes on. He would divorce his wife and then kill his another wife. And then he would go on to various perversions that we won't describe in Sunday at church. As for consolidation of power, not only did he kill his family members, he lied to the Senate.
他为了要控制他的权力，他把他杀掉他家里面的人，他同时也对他们的当时的国会说谎。
He promised the Roman Senate and returned to power.
他同意他会把他的权力拿回去。But
he never kept his promise.
他永远没有。As
for persecution of Christians,
当然就来讲到说他来残害基督徒的时候,
Nero targeted Christians.
他针对的是基督徒。
He had Christians be the scapegoat when Rome burned to the ground. Peter himself, a few years after writing this letter, would be martyred at the hands of Nero. So this is a kind of submission and honor that Peter says to give. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution. Every institution, including Nero's. Every human institution, including the one that he was facing that day. Not only for himself, but for the small churches and people scattered abroad. He says, be subject to this dictator. He says, this is the will of God. And by obeying them, you're doing good. We would definitely consider Nero and faithful leadership. We would say that his reign is unjust. Some of us would personally assassinate him if we had a chance. But to God, God put Nero in Rome as an instrument of justice and goodness. We can argue another leader may do a better job. And that may be true. But yet, nevertheless, this is the will of God for doing good. When historians look back at this era in Rome, they call the Pax Romana, the Roman peace. A time of peace. It's 200 years of peace in Roman history. Because of Rome's military might, its rules for justice were carried out. Roman law meant that people had to behave in certain ways that was beneficial to society. Property rights are recognized. There were laws against such things as disturbing the peace. And there was a court system that maintained some sort of justice. We could all argue that things could be better. But based on scripture, the human institution government under Nero was what God ordained under his will. To do good. And Peter says that government is for good.
所以彼得大概说，政权是应该要对啊，对要为我们好的。
And by obeying the government，
当我们在服从这个政权的时候。
Verse 15 says, we can put to silence the full ignorance of foolish people.
所以说在在彼得前书第二章第十五节说，因为神的旨意是要你们行善，可以堵住无足无知人的口。
Peter supports his argument for obedience in verse 16.
所以在第十六节，他还是在讲说我们要
live as people who are free.Not using your freedom as a cover for evil, but living as servants of God.
So we still have to be like a free person to live, and we should be God's servants.
We are free because we're citizens of heaven. We're not bound to this earth.
We are free because we are citizens of heaven. We're not bound to this earth.
Through Jesus, we're free from sin. We're free from death.
Through Jesus,
But this verse also reminds us that we're free to become servants, become literally slaves of God. So Peter is saying, you are free, but don't use this freedom to hide evil.
He said, you are free, but don't use this freedom to hide evil.
This freedom is given to you so that you may become slaves of God. Not an excuse to do evil saying we're free, but to do good. And not appeals in verse 17. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. And honor the emperor. I think Peter here talks about going beyond obedience. Beyond obedience to honor. Honor everyone. Honor the emperor. We need to watch our attitudes toward the government. Lots of times we are so easy to criticize and to complain. We don't have this attitude of submission that God sovereignly placed government over us. That we are put here under sovereign God, under the government, and that we're not just to mechanically do and follow the laws. We must honor them the same way we honor our parents. There's an attitude of more than mere mechanical obedience here. Fear God. I think this is the one part that we really understand. Well, what happens when the government tells us to do something that's against God? Remember, the reason that we obey governments is because of our fear of God, because we're under God. Go to Acts chapter
4.
We'll see how Peter dealt with this problem. So Peter and John were preaching the gospel, and they were thrown in prison for that. So here's the counsel. We'll start in verse 13. The counsel is saying to them. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized they had been with Jesus.
他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇。
But seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition.
又看见他治好他的人和他们同站同站着，就无话可毛。
But when they had commanded them to lead the council, they conferred with one another. Backdoor meeting.
于是吩咐他们从公会出去，彼此商议说。
Saying, what shall we do with these men? For that is a notable sign that has been performed through them is evident to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. We cannot deny it.
他们说我们当怎么办这两个人？因为他们诚然行了一件明显的神迹。凡住在耶路撒冷的人都知道，我们也不能说没有。
But in order that you may spread no further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name.
唯恐这事越发传扬在民间，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉正对人讲。
So they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all the name of Jesus.
于是叫了他们来，禁止他们不可奉耶稣的名。
But Peter and John answered them, Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak what we have seen and heard.
彼得约翰说，听从你们不听从人面前合理不合理，你们自己斟酌。
So here's a
我们所看见的所听见的不能不说。
So here's a case where Peter and John fear God more than the authorities.
就这边你看清楚，看到一个例子，跟讲说彼得跟约翰敬畏神也超过敬畏当时的人。
And they also had to pay the price for it.
当然他们也是被一定要付
出
代价。
When they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for they were praising God for what had happened.
在这里，官长为百姓的缘故，想不当又恐吓一般。
So there are times when we speak out or act out against the governing authorities.
所以，当有时候我们说出话来，我们反对或者当时的政府。
Because or fear God, we may get punished by authorities.
或许因为是因为我们敬畏神，我们有时候讲这些话，我们可能会受到一些惩罚。
We must be ready, prepare for that, and accept that as coming from God.
必须要接受说这是因为神在教导，我们必须要接受这些惩罚。
The fear of God also tells us that it's not an excuse to disobey government.
敬畏我们的神也并不是说告诉我们说我们
对。Remember when we talk about freedoms, we can't use our freedom as excuse to disobey.
我们不能因为我们的这个我们自由，我们就可以做这些事。
We often think of this. How much should I submit?
我们必须要想想看，我们必须要臣服多少才叫臣服。
We can say government's bad. I'm not going to submit to men. So every man for himself. It's all about nothing. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. All about me.
这边讲很清楚，说是政府坏的时候，我们要什么不能不臣服给人所有人为他自己去做。
So that's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is government is perfect, I'm going to do everything, blind obedience. You're making a distinction. You're making a distinction between me and government. And you're trying to figure out where I should stand. I don't think this is a good model. I think the question is not, it's not how much I submit, it's how do I submit. And it's not government on one end and self on the other end. But that God has sovereign and absolute authority. It is God who puts government and other institutions above us. God gives them intermediate authority even though God has absolute authority. And even bad ones are under God. And where does my freedom come in?
那我们的自由在哪里？
I'm free, but I choose to submit to under authorities that God has placed over me.
我们是自由的，但是我们必须要服从那个在神把那个政府放在我们中间。
So rather than saying, do I accept it, how much I submit to government, you are just saying, how do I best submit to God through the government?
所以不是说我们是多少来服从这个神，而是我们要怎么来服从。
How can I use my personal freedom to become a slave to God?
那我们要怎么样用我们的自由来服从这个
Some ideas to consider as we think of this passage about, what do I do? How do I submit? Obviously, we obey our laws. Things such as paying taxes. Don't hide your assets when you do your taxes. Obey our nation's copyright laws even if you disagree with them.
不要遵从政府的那些
I mean, some people think, well, we're singing Christian songs. Why should we pay royalties? They're for the name of God, right? Yeah, or church, we pay royalties to sing songs. We also need to be sure that we obey rules, such as traffic rules, which we may seem as insignificant. Traffic rules.
Traffic, okay.
Yeah.
Traffic rules. 那开车要小心，还要服从交通的规
则。I remember when I was growing up, we used to say the speed limit was a suggestion for bad drivers on good day.
我们常常像我小时候常常看到那个开车的速度时速是规定是给那个坏的不好的开车的人有一个标准给他们去做。
On a bad day, on bad weather, right? Nevertheless, whatever you think of the speed limit, this is God's authority over you through the government. And as Christians, when you disobey the government, as believers, when you disobey the government, people will see that and they don't give praise to God.
Yeah.
In your business, in your workplaces, we need to comply with government standards. We need to make sure we meet OSHA standards, EPA standards. We need to make sure we meet our minimum wage requirements. And healthcare mandates. These things would be things that we would do regardless whether we like them or not. Because governments have put any authority over us. The one exception would be when they go directly against God. I can think of one upcoming legislation that may come down. It's not coming down yet. If homosexual marriage becomes common in the land, it may be a requirement for clergy to perform such marriages. Laying in obedience to God's word, we may need to suffer the consequences of obeying God rather than men. We may lose our ministerial licenses. Our church may lose privileges or tax exemptions. We may be slandered by the media. But then we need to obey God's rules and operate as a church. There are places in the world where evangelism is illegal. Church assembly is illegal. But those are clearly taught by God. And people suffer consequences for doing right. Most of those events are not happening in the US today. But we do need to realize that When the time comes, we need to obey God rather than man. In the United States, we have this a unique chance to participate in your government. If you remember at the beginning, I told you I had this thing in my office. I actually didn't campaign. I didn't do the campaign for President Obama. This was actually thrown on top of my car after the election. I can't tell if someone angry who picked up the sign, threw it, and landed in my car. Or someone so happy that Obama, when he did, threw it in the air and then in my car. I picked it up because I thought it would be a good sign to use if we cover it and say VBS or something on the other side. But I also kept the sign because we want to pray for the president. We also want to take part in our civic duties to vote. To campaign for the candidate of our choosing based on God's laws and rules. But even as we think about politics, we truly need to think about it is God's sovereign choice. It's God's sovereign choice to put so and such presidents and leaders in front of us. Or duty is to speak for justice, for truth. But we must be careful. Or speaking for justice and truth must not take away from our honor that these men deserve. When we dishonor our leaders, we dishonor God who puts them there. When we get too involved in politics, we tend to forget the most important, that it is the gospel that changes people's lives and society. Peter and Paul could have ranted on and on about slavery. They could confront Nero to no end about his policies, about his personal life. At times, those are important. John the Baptist paid the price for his confrontation of Herod. But Peter and Paul and many Christians realize that it's the gospel that changes people's lives. And that's what happens when we're involved in politics. We need to be sure that it is the gospel that changes people's lives, not rules. It is gospel that changes. It's the gospel that changes society. And it's only through the gospel that we can be acceptable to God. We need to honor our leaders by praying for them. We can't curse them or speak ill of them, but we can speak well of them and pray diligently for them. Finally, we need to remember that we're citizens of heaven. That Jesus is our ultimate King. Though there is goodness through government today, the ultimate justice comes when there's a perfect king reigning. And Jesus will do that. One good thing about Christmas is that we hear songs of Jesus being king. Jesus told Jesus told the apostles that he's not coming now at that time to restore the kingdom of Israel. He didn't say he's not going to do it. He will come. He will come as king. And that's why we will celebrate. And that's what we look for as we endure this present government in honor and submission to them.
Okay.